spent the most sleepless nights worrying about pandemics. After COVID, has that changed? And if it has, what keeps you up now? Because we all need to know.
Yeah, the pandemic, sadly, was fairly predictable. And it won't be the last pandemic. The next one could be far more severe. I mean, this one, it killed millions. It was awful. We got the vaccine. You know, actually, President Trump's leadership was a factor in getting that out quickly. And so when I spoke to him, I said, okay, here's some other medical innovations, including a thing called an HIV cure that could be accelerated. So, you know, we should be more prepared, both for a pandemic. I'd say that's still number one. You know, you can worry about nuclear war. You can worry about AI.
There's plenty
to worry about.
Well, overall, I'm an optimist.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, you know, it's up to the government to think ahead on behalf of the citizens.
Yes.
So a pandemic, there's a lot that we should be doing that hopefully we'll get our act together before the next one comes. Overall, the innovation in health, both in the developing countries, the rich world, you know, I love being part of that.
I was reading, though, that you said the next pandemic you are predicting within maybe 25 years.
Certainly we'll have one in the next 25 years. You know, there's even some pathogens out there that we're watching over right now. You know, so maybe 10% chance in the next 4 years.
Yeah.
So he just telegraphed that within the next 4 years, again, by the end of a Trump presidency, the next big event would go into motion that would be far worse than the last one. Now, the last time we caught him fear-mongering was in 2020. Many different interviews. One was Stephen Colbert, where he was asked what would happen within the next 5 years, bringing it out to now, 2025. And they said another event would happen. So now he's back on the scene, 2025, telling everybody this is going to happen before 2030. Pretty much by the end of Trump's term, he even brings up Trump, a Trump that many people said should be arresting Bill Gates and Fauci and all of them. But no, he's having dinner with him at Mar-a-Lago, talking about making money off of all the stuff. You don't think something is coming around the corner when the criminals that were behind everything we went through are openly out here just on TV telegraphing the next big event to come? Oh yeah. Who's going to stop it at this point? Your Gentile Messiah,